Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tom Anastasi is here, too. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Tom is one of the great entrepreneurial experts on the planet. He's a guy that we look to when we want to grow our businesses and round out the management corners of our business. He was an SBDC consultant, Small Business Development Center consultant, for a long time. He teaches leadership at Harvard University School of Public Health, and he's the MBA director at the Daniel Webster College. He's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I forgot to mention that your book is called The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, so can't leave that out. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. One of the things that we've talked about a lot on the show over the years, but we haven't talked about it lately, is whether you have the right personality to be an entrepreneur. How big a deal is personality?
It really is a huge deal. Entrepreneurs definitely are a special breed because they're the ones that give up the security of a job and they look to the future and they dream big and they want to have a better life for them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful. But one of the things is that we find there are lots of personality traits that draw people to entrepreneurship that have a double-edged sword to them. They give them things that they would have so they can actually take the plunge. But they also need to be careful of some of the traits. Let me talk about some of them.
Are you saying that you could have the personality that makes you want to be an entrepreneur, but you might not have the same traits that would cause you to be a good entrepreneur or an effective entrepreneur?
Well, yes, but if you know about them, then that's going to make that much easier.
For instance,
some people make decisions based on a time deadline. So they're going to sit there and say, okay, I want to make this decision by Wednesday. And when Wednesday comes, you make the decision.
The decision to go into business, is that what you're saying?
The decision to go into business, any decision, really.
Right.
But even big decisions, they'll set a time frame for making the decision. Well, Wednesday, you know, is a arbitrary deadline. You know, maybe you need longer to think about things. But and these same people are the type that will sit there, and if you ask them if they're hungry, they'll look at their watch, and they'll say, oh, 11:45, I'm not hungry. Oh, when do you get hungry? I get hungry at noon. And now other people are very careful decision makers, and they don't have deadlines for making decisions. They will make the decision when they feel comfortable. That may be Wednesday, that may be far off in the future. Now, what people need to realize is that for one of these folks, you know, maybe they're rushing into a decision. And so when Wednesday comes, you sit there and say, well, is there a reason I have to decide today? And sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. For instance, April 15th, real deadline. You have to hit that, or else the government gets really depressed. Now, other people, they plan forever, and you know, they've missed a great opportunity because they're not ready to pull the trigger. They're always looking for more information. Well, just understanding that we have these traits can make all the difference in the world. So you sit there and say, you know, I think I'm done deciding. I've talked to the SBA. I've talked to SCORE. I've talked to an accountant and to an attorney. I've talked to my spouse.
I listened to the Small Business Advocate. Listen to the Small Business Advocate Show.
Yes,
I've read Tom Anastasi's book, The Successful Entrepreneur.
Exactly, and then signed up for Jim's Twitter feed, all these things.
Uh-huh.
And so, wait a minute, I've done everything, there's nothing more I can do. And now, Other people are very detail-oriented, and they will amass themselves in details. And we like these people. We love these people because these people are the ones that keep us out of jail. These are the ones that notice little things that are very important. By the way, the people who make decisions based on a time deadline are called judging types, and an event deadline are called perceiving types.
So say that again now.
The judging type people are the people who make decisions based on a time deadline.
So in other words, the people who said Wednesday I'm going.
Yes.
They're judging types, and then.
Yeah, they're the people. If they're going on vacation on Saturday, will start packing on Wednesday.
Right. Okay.
And the perceiving types are the people, if they're going on vacation on Saturday, will start packing Saturday morning on the way to the plane.
They're the perceivers. And is there another type?
Well, the sensing types, they're the detail-oriented people.
Right.
They're the folks that, you know, want facts and details and everything to be all set and think of all the potential problems in advance. That is very important.
Well, you know.
However, they can be paralyzed because you can't think of every problem.
Right. Well, you know, you were talking about the people who, as it relates to small business owners, I think your initial point was an excellent one about, you know, it's not a matter of whether whichever way you are is good or bad. It's making sure that you know which one you are, so that you can guard against some of the unfortunate parts of that personality getting you in trouble. For example, like you, and I think you alluded to this. If you didn't use this word, but what I was thinking when you were talking about the judging type, I would say that person has to be careful about getting into a desperation mode.
Yes, absolutely.
And the quickest way to failure in small business is to be desperate. Now, Tom, I have to be honest. I was desperate once, and I started a business, and it turned out okay. But, boy, it wasn't easy.
And it wasn't fun, and business ownership should be fun.
Yeah, it took a while. It took a while. But if you're out of work and you start a business, that's you become a judging type right there. But I think that's the most important thing is that you recognize how you are. And if you're the perceiver type, I think it is, that's the one that where they probably need to learn how to pull the trigger, right?
Yeah, because you're ready. You're done because, you know, if you cut the bus, stop running. As you know, I'm a big fan of planning, but you can overplan because you're done.
At some point in time, you have to quit talking about it. You have to start executing. Give us your website quickly, Tom.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
And that's one N and one S. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.